Blog Talk
Hi
Radio.
There.
So when I say, as the subtitle of my book, that I think religion poisons everything, I'm not just doing what publishers like and coming up with a provocative subtitle. I mean to say it infests us in our most basic integrity. It says we can't be moral without Big Brother, without a totalitarian permission. It means we can't be good to one another. We can't think without this. We must be afraid. We must also be forced to love someone who we fear. The essence of sadomasochism. All of this could be part of a plan. There is no way an atheist can prove it's not. But it's some plan, isn't it? With mass destruction, pitiless extermination, annihilation going on all the time, and all of this set in motion on a scale that's absolutely beyond our imagination, in order that the Pope can tell people not to jerk off.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to The Pink Atheist. I'm your host, Rachel Johnson. Welcome to the new year, everyone, and I hope that it went well for you. Today, we're going to talk about American terrorism, being white in America. So it's a little bit of a controversial issue, and we're going to delve right into it. So over the weekend, after, you know, all the festivities of the new year, a man named Ammon Bundy, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, he showed up in a little town to protest the incarceration of a couple of gentlemen who had been convicted twice, of arson on federal lands. They started forest fires, and these people had said that they started the forest fires on their own property, and that they accidentally, you know, because when you start a forest fire, I'm sure it's an easy thing to do. You know, nobody expects a forest fire to get out of control, whatever, and then it accidentally wound up on federal land. Oops. Such utter stupidity. But so these guys, the Hammonds, said that they did it to stop invasive species the first time. The second time, it's to stop the spread of wildfire onto their property. Sound like just great Americans. But the federal government said no, they did it because they wanted to hide the fact that they had been poaching on federal land. And seeing as how Ammon Bundy is defending them, you know that they must be good old boys right up there. But so we have, you know, Ammon Bundy and these people come into the town and they're protesting. And then after it, he says that, you know, this isn't over. This is just the beginning. And then they take over a federal building in Oregon. And so, you know, news media doesn't pay this the light of day. It literally had to be spread over Twitter and Facebook for it to get any attention at all, which is hilarious because I think it was maybe 2-3 seconds after Paris was under siege that the news media was on every plane, that they were on every channel screaming about this, screeching about this. Any time that we've had a minority killing anyone or being killed, it's all over the news media. Suddenly we have these white guys in Oregon taking over an empty federal building. And, you know, to be honest, it's empty. I'm sure the government wasn't sitting there going, any day now, some jackass with a bunch of guns is going to show up and take this over, so we have to watch it. And, you know, it's just a wildlife building. But so this guy has called for other white guys with guns to show up and lay siege to this land. And you know, they're making a bunch of salacious claims. It's, you know, that they claim that the businesses are gone, that the government has ruined this. And really what they want to do is set up to challenge what the federal government is doing. And the last that I knew, the way that we challenge what the federal government is doing is not by taking up arms and, you know, holding buildings hostage or causing problems where we want to become martyrs. It's through court and legislation and through a process. And it's sometimes it's very daunting and expensive and hard, is when you add weapons to any equation, you exponentially raise the chances of loss of life. But these guys are white in America, okay? So there was not, you know, plane loads of FBI agents coming in holding guns out. There's a convoy of FBI agents that came in. So far, there's been no news of any life lost, which is crazy because when you have Chicago protesters or Cleveland protesters or any protesters that happen to be a minority in America, you instantly see police arming themselves as if they were the military. You instantly see news covering it. They're called thugs and criminals, and they get people from that area to talk horrifically about them. We haven't seen any of this. None. There hasn't been an outcry, an outrage. There are no terrified white people running around going, oh, my God, there's men with guns taking over a federal building. Will we be killed? You know, the hypocrisy is so blatantly in your face at this point. And so, you know, it brings up to me the idea that I was raised here in America. I'm very American. I love my country. I won't fight or die for it because I believe in peace, and I believe in sensible negotiation, and I believe in education winning the day. But I love my country, flawed as it is, broken as it is, if you will. And I feel like America has been sold this horrific bill of goods. You know, we were raised under the guise of loyalty to the flag, of this being the greatest nation on earth with the most liberties and justice and Statue of Liberty. And, oh, my goodness, isn't this a great place? And then I've grown up. And, you know, during my youth, I was like, I don't want to deal with politics because they're all corrupt. It's all horrible, blah, blah, blah. But I've come to the conclusion that it's through the political realm where we see change, where we unite to advocate for a better world, for a better America. But in the meantime, we're sold this bill of goods about our country. And we bought this. So many of us bought this. So many kids are right now buying this. They're believing this. They're growing up and they're thinking their nation is the best nation. And then it's like buying a house. So you buy the house, okay? America is the greatest. You buy the house. And then you get inside and somebody knocks on your door and they say, oh, by the way, the water's been poisoned. The air quality isn't really great here. And this is a racist neighborhood. Guns are for whites only. And militant or militia is a term for only whites. And then you look at this and you go, wow, what did I buy? What happened? Because I was raised to believe that this country had some sense of equality, some sense of change, some sense of inclusion. And what I see today, especially with what's going on with these Bundys, is that there's not the inclusion. We're not including. We're excluding. Why is it okay for cops to kill over 1,000 black men last year alone? Year alone. 1 year. And then white guys, a bunch of hilljack moronic rebels who want to, you know, they want to start another civil war. That's what these guys want to spark. To walk into federal land, if this was the Black Panthers, they would probably all be dead right now. And the news would not stop covering it. And we would suddenly have anti-gun for black legislation. That's just the way it's going. But it shows how sold out our media is and who runs it, who really has their hand on the throat of what America knows. And they are strangling equality in this country. If you are anybody with sense, you just will turn off any news show that is on right now because nothing is doing this justice. I just saw today that there are more news articles about what's going on there in Oregon. But we're in day, what, day three. So we're in day three. I've heard not a drop about what's going on there. And this guy said that he planned to be there for years. So we don't know. I mean, because he just came into town, but obviously he has connections. That's why he was there. So we don't know, is this guy, does he have supplies somewhere? Does he have contacts there? Are they shipping in a bunch of stuff? Is it already there? Do they plan to poach more deer on federal land to be able to survive? We really don't know because, once again, the news media wasn't all over this. Somehow, because they are white in America, this really wasn't news. You know, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the militarized weapons, and I'm sick of America making an exception for a white guy. You know, a few years ago, we had an issue where there were protests. And, you know, I agree. You shouldn't tear up a city. But then again, maybe if it's the only way that that city will actually stop and listen to you, it needs, you know, a little bit of tearing up. Not that I want people to get hurt or, you know, businesses to be set on fire. I disdain that kind of behavior. But in the same token, I keep saying, what is it going to take for America not to act like this is 1950 or worse? Because when you have protests in a city with black people, you have a lot of news coverage and it's negative. It doesn't say, well, these poor people have been suffering since the day they got off a frickin' boat into America. They have been beaten and chained and raped and lynched and beaten and beaten and beaten, and they still continue to be beaten by the police. They still continue to be murdered by the police. And meanwhile, you have this bunch of overweight, ignorant Americans with automatic rifles who not only can get away with taking over federal land, but survive it. And just like Tamir Rice. You know, people are trying to get a recall for this prosecutor because this is horrendous. Not only did he not defend Tamir Rice's death, but he defended the cop who shot him. This is the kind of thing going on in America, and people are getting sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of having to make that, it's Grand Canyon-sized divide. Why do we have to do this? Because there's a privilege of being white in America. And if you want to deny it because you're poor, because you don't have the resources, well, you know, things like this should shine a light into you that the privilege exists whether you utilize it or not, because you don't have to. One thing that is sure about being white in America, you have a better chance of surviving something like this. In fact, a woman just last week pulled a gun, a toy gun, on police officers. And, you know, she came away from the incident alive. Tamir Rice was a little kid with a toy weapon. And, you know, I realized that it could be hard to understand whether this was a toy or not. But that cop that rolled up on the scene didn't even take the time to understand the situation before he murdered a little boy. And in the other instance, you have a white woman, and the cops took the time to figure out what was going on. It's so in your face, members of our nation, not be angry. We're asking them to swallow down the fear of possibly losing their lives, walking out their door. They can't play with toy guns, but white people can. They can't take over federal land, but white people can. It's really disheartening for me. I never thought that this would be the America of my future. I never thought that in 2016 we would be re-challenging Roe v. Wade. I never thought that we would have to look at our society in such a way as we are now. But let's head towards the story some more. I think that there's more to this story that needs to be understood by Americans and whoever listens to this podcast. Now, I want you to understand that Amon Bundy is the son of Clive and Bundy. He's notorious because he's a very big racist. He made statements about black people being better off picking cotton, having work as it were, and family, which shows that he knows nothing about history and the fact that, you know, slave owners often picked who their slaves would breed with and, in fact, separated families on a routine basis based upon, you know, whether or not the children had the potential to be good workers or they could afford a certain amount of slaves because, you know, they had to feed them at least some scraps, and that's a lot of scraps, right? Come on. I mean, and then you've got to put them in burlap sacks and clothes and stuff like that, and it's hard to take care of a lot of slaves, especially when you're just a lazy white person who's owning other human beings. It's really, really hard, but whatever. You know, this Clive and Bundy thinks he's got the know-all. So he's a very big bigot, and he also is a very big tax dodger. Now, so this guy had a bunch of cattle going through federal land. He didn't pay taxes on the fact that he was using federal land. Now, not only using it, but cattle are notorious for destroying land, okay? Their hooves are heavy. They tend to dig into the ground. So wherever cattle go, they're tearing it up. They're making a mess. And, you know, some of the problems that we have is that cattle tend to get into water, and where cattle get into water, their feces gets into water. So then they spread salmonella and E. coli through the water supply, blah, blah, blah. You know, horrible stuff. But we can dismiss it because he's white. And here's the kicker, okay? So Clive and Bundy, he gets this tax bill. You know, the federal government is pretty upset. They lock him off the land. This jackass decides all by himself that, no, you can't keep me off of this land. He won the spat, quote-unquote spat. This is how the news media puts it, with the government over grazing rights. So here we have another white American who is able to not pay his, go onto federal land illegally and let his cattle graze there, knowing that they're tearing it up, knowing that it's federal land reserved for, you know, wildlife, and that if the government does give you permission to be on it, you should have to pay for it. Just like I have to pay to be on federal highways. It's in my taxes. You know, we all pay our share. We pay our share for state roads and city roads and stuff like that. But no, once again, white in America. If you can prove that you're white in America, you can prove that you can get out of things. And you will. You simply will get out of things. This is how it's working. And, you know, I want to point out how ridiculous this is. So this guy, he wants more people to come out there to Oregon, more lives. And I keep wondering, where does this end? You know, it shows how innocuous the Republican Party is. They're full of some of the worst bigots, some of the worst people who really want to overthrow the government because it's not doing what they want when they want. These are pedantic, juvenile, obnoxious people who think that open carry is a good idea. They think that they should be able to do what they want. These are, and you know, the crazy thing is, these are our libertarians. These are our Republicans. And libertarian and Republicans separate at the point where Republicans are selfish, and they're in for self-glory, but libertarians are worse. They really come, it's sort of like you have liberal America and then you have socialist America. So on the spectrum, libertarian is completely so right that they've lost their damn minds. They would let your children die in the parking lot of a hospital. They would let them bleed to death because if you can't pay your own way, they believe that you should just die. That's how bad things are. And these are the kind of people. They just are ridiculous. So here they are, and here's what we've got, and here's where America has come to. And now other nations are looking at us like we're all a bunch of jackasses. They're looking at us like we can't handle our business. but they have every right to. And, you know, the groups like this just show us what these libertarian Americans are willing to do. They don't want to play by the rules. They don't want to listen to the rules. They want their own government. They want their own situation. They want to be able to poison the water, set fires to federal lands. They want to be able to poach deer. They want to be able to kill Black Americans at will. They want to return to slavery. They want to oppress women. And this is what we have, these kind of people. I mean, it's just, it's sickening. And I wonder what it's going to take. Like, what negotiation do we have to change the scope of what America is? We can't get news media to pay attention to what these guys are doing, because the news media that we have here in America is either owned by Saudi princes or Republicans. And we have very limited news. And, you know, that goes back to the monopoly laws here in America, which have been degraded over the years so badly that you can now own tons of news media, tons of stations, and get away with it. It's insane. So, anyhow, we have a few minutes left, and I just want to impress upon you the importance of change in America. You know, when we get out there and vote this year for the primaries and then for the general election, it's so very vital that we start paying attention to what's going on in our world and what it means with our vote. Your vote is like a golden ticket, okay? You can win or lose with it. I know that there's been a lot of gerrymandering and cheating in politics, and we Americans have to stand up for the value of the vote. We have to really fight this, because democracy does work. I mean, that's why our country was founded the way it was. That's why voting matters. Voting has changed things. Voting changed civil rights. Voting changed slavery. Voting changed women's rights. It's changed a lot of things. It does take time. At times it's tedious and daunting. But when you have men like this who can walk onto federal lands and take it over and say, hey, we're not leaving for years. We're just going to entrench ourselves here. And they can get away with it because they're white. And then you have little Black kids playing in front of a center, and they get murdered instantly upon the cops arriving. You know we have a lot to do. This is the reality of our America. And if you don't want the reality of your America being told by people, and I use that term loosely, Rush Limbaugh, then you have to get out there and do your part. It's hard. It's hard for me to even look at America right now and think good thoughts about my country, because I keep thinking, when is it going to get better? It seems to have, and this is from Reaganomics on forward, we've taken and we've gone downhill. It's like a fireball heading down a hill. It's just gotten worse and worse and out of control. We have to, you know, be involved in the voting process. We have to be those legislative Americans, and it's going to take time, and I can't reiterate that enough. And I know that probably people are tired of it because they feel like their vote isn't doing anything because of issues like this. But the point is that Republicans have been taking bribes for years. The family values have gone downhill in some aspects, but the real problem is the Christian part of our nation is they're gathering up a lot of money so that they can buy politicians, so that they can change legislation around states and governments, so that they can demand that women get back into the House. And I remember being a Republican, and I remember listening to Dr. Laura Schlesinger, I believe that is. And I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, and, you know, I was the worst of the hypocrites because I was a mother doing it on her own, working, you know, all day. But I know what these people are up to. I listened to them for years, and I heard their message very loud and clear. If you are a woman, they want to put you back in the house. If you are poor, they want you to work 2-3 jobs. They don't care. they want the government to be able to regulate a woman's uterus, but not regulate things like, you know, water quality, air quality, soil quality. They want to give a free pass to corporations so that corporations can make tons of money and that they will feel merciful enough to give us a few pittances of jobs. And we can all work like slaves, like they do in China, to try to accomplish what medial things we can. And I keep saying this to people. It's dangerous what they're thinking. They want us to return to third world status so that they can monopolize our lifetimes. If they can cut out the 40-hour work week, if they can cut out vacation pay, if they can make us work 12, 16 hours a day for less than minimum wage, because you've heard them say they want to attack it, they will. And this is all part and par of the same problem. These white Republicans in America want so much control. They want this to be like a third world nation, and it's getting there. And the sick thing is that you can see it so clearly if you just look. When you have men who can walk onto federal land and be white and take it over, and they survive the situation, you know that there is a hand up in this country for white people. And, you know, somebody made a comment yesterday on my Facebook that I should talk about Mormons. And I'm going to tell you what. This isn't a Mormon issue. It could be a Mormon that's doing it, and it's still not a Mormon issue. It's a white America issue. And it's not every white American. It's not like people wake up and say, I want to be white privileged today. You just have the privilege of having been born white, and that is enough because the system is set up to not let you fail like it is a minority, and especially a minority woman. The statistics are in. People have been looking at this for years. If you are a minority, you are going to face a challenge uphill every day of your life. And if you think that a minority isn't going to get tired at some point, then you don't know how bad it is to be a minority. And not only that, it gets worse. Because not only do we have an uphill battle every day for a minority, because you can be killed in America just for being black. Not only do we have an uphill battle, but once they go into the system, and it's so crazy how many black people make it into the system. And by that, I mean just the system. So once you have a record of problem with police, you're likely to continue to cycle through that system over and over and worse, okay? The system is set up to make sure that minorities fail. And not only do they fail, but they get shuffled off to a private prison where white people, again, profit from the fact that they are suffering. This is a true tragedy, okay? Because, you know, I was reading the other day, and I took it upon myself to look at this. The NRA, along with the private prison industry, have funded a bill, okay? And now this is legislation that they both work together on where it funneled people to the private prison system, okay? So basically the NRA and the private prisons created this legislation that three strikes and you're out, you're in prison for life. And who did it help? It helped the private prison system. So you might want to think about that because our minorities are targets. They're funneled through the system. The NRA, along with the private prison system, are working to create legislation where three strikes, you're out. Especially if you're a minority, you're likely to get those three strikes because if you're a felon, you're not going to get a good job. You're going to fail. They're going to make sure of it. So if you're white in America, you're very lucky today. You woke up white. You're going to have some privilege, and it's going to be a better life for you. All right, guys, that's going to do it for right now, and I will be back soon, and I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us at the Pink Atheist. Hope it gets better. Bye.